This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
On November 2nd, 1920, in a shack atop a Westinghouse building in East Pittsburgh, KDKA Radio sent out the world's first commercial radio broadcast.
KDKA of the Westinghouse Electric and Manufacturing Company in East Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Forever changing the way Americans receive their music and news. On that day, eager radio owners tuned in their crystal sets to hear the 1920 Election Day results of the Harding-Cox presidential race.
We shall now broadcast the election return.
Hours before the daily newspapers hit the streets.
Dr. Frank Conrad, a successful Pittsburgh amateur radio operator, and the Westinghouse Company made the commercial station a reality. KDKA was such a newfangled idea that its assigned call letters began with a K before the federal government standardized K for Western stations and W call letters for stations in the East. KQV, licensed in 1922, was also grandfathered in with its K designation. Listeners loved KDKA's regular broadcasts, and soon radio transmissions developed into an important form of mass communication and entertainment. Pittsburgh listeners were the first to hear live music, church services, boxing matches, and Major League Baseball games.
Let's hear it for the Pirates! Let's hear it for the
Pittsburgh's success inspired more than 600 commercial radio stations around the country, and by 1927, Congress established the Federal Radio Commission to assign frequencies to broadcasters in order to avoid jammed airways. Thanks to Pittsburgh's radio pioneers, breaking news and the latest tunes became available to households everywhere. And the rest is history.